Moments later, Hans pulled his helmet. The youngster's face was drawn. Clara patted sweat from his face with a towel.
Bad, Moshe? She asked.
The worst. I can't reach him anymore. He's out there without protection. And we just lost Jariel. They couldn't contain the antimatter leak. The service ships went back. I don't think they'll find anybody to evacuate.
Hans asked,
Drink, Moshe?
The youth's voice was tremulous. He had had a sister on Jariel.
Something, please. I must have sweated a couple of liters. They get through to Gruber yet?
Clara shrugged.
I haven't heard.
She was a plump, grandmotherly, graying woman with rosy cheeks. Her appearance reflected her personality. She was a book which could be read by its cover. Ben Robbie was in love with her, in a filial way.
We've got to have help. We can't hide in this Nova storm forever. The particle wave is on its way. It'll shred our screens.
Payne says we're going out. Soon as Jariel is evacuated, the sharks will have to take their chances.
Oh, damn.
What do the starfish say?
Hans asked, returning with a fruit drink. He was putting on a brave face. He had been in the fleet long enough to learn how to wait for good news or bad. They would let him know about his sister. Ben Robbie swung his feet to the deck. Like I said, I couldn't get through. Too far.
Maybe somebody else did.
Somebody with more experience? I don't think so. Hans was just 19, hardly out of creche. He had not yet hardened to all the realities of the harvest fleet.
We'll just have to do it Payne's way. Fight our way through.
Ben Robbie began shuddering as his body reacted to the massive dosage of anti-pain drug. Clara swept a blanket around his shoulders. It did not lessen the chills. They still did not know for certain that they had won the Battle of Star's End. They knew only that Payne's fleet had held the battle space, had survived, and had begun making its way home. They had not been attacked again, yet, but it was only a matter of time till the struggle resumed.
Look at me, Ben Robbie whispered. I can't stop shaking.
Go home, Clara told him. Get some sleep.
We might break through. They might need me to go on mind drive. Just let me stretch my legs.
He picked at his arm where the needle had broken his skin. The strain of the emergency had begun to show on his flesh. He was getting tracks. He collapsed when he tried to stand.
Take him home, Hans, Clara told the youth. Lester, help Hans load Moshe onto a scooter, will you?
What's going on?
Ben Robbie demanded as Hans halted the flatbed electric truck outside his headquarters. For a moment, he did not know where he was.
Why did you?
What happened?
A woman demanded. Worry strangled her voice.
He passed out, Hans replied. Just needs rest. I told him.
A thin, pale, nervous face, outlined by short blonde hair, entered Moshe's vision, peered down into his eyes.
What's the matter with you, Moshe? You think you're a Superman? Give me a hand with him, Hans. I'll tie him in bed if I have to.
Somebody's got to, Ben Robbie protested.
You aren't the only somebody on Danyon. There's nobody like a new convert. I love him, but sometimes he drives me up the wall. Take care of him, Amy. Don't worry. I've got too much invested in this idiot.
They dropped Ben Robbie into his bed. It surrounded him with a womb-like comfort. He felt vaguely guilty. He shouldn't be sleeping while other mind techs were still trying to make contact. Amy sat on the edge of the bed. He was asleep long before she finished cussing him out for not taking better care of himself. She was still hovering around when, 6 hours later, the cabin comm buzzed. She answered,
Amy Coleridge, security.
A gray-framed face appeared in the little screen.
Good morning, Lieutenant. Is Ben Robbie there?
Commander, sir. Yes, sir.
Her voice dropped an octave and seemed to snap to attention.
He's sleeping, sir. But I can wake him if you really need him.
No, don't. I wanted to speak to you, Lieutenant. I'm on my way down to see you.
2 minutes later, there was a knock on the cabin door. The commander must have been